Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Only God knows why. Welcome to the show.
Guess what?
Yes.
Saw Group in the house today.
Saw Group is in the house. We got a packed studio today.
A lot of people in here,
a lot
huh?
of people.
Here. John Willard's breathing down my throat. There we are.
That's very nice.
Okay, let's
Well, he likes you.
Let's do some introductions. Sherry Spivak.
Sherry?
Sherry. Did you say Sharon?
No, I said Sherry.
Sounded like Sharon, didn't it?
Did. Say Thank you for Sherry. Having me again.
You're mm-hmm. And Melissa Dini.
Thank you also for having me.
Melissa is a member of the SOAR group from way back when. Second Amendment advocate, mom. Happens to be female as well.
Really?
Which is
yes.
a plus when you're a mom.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes,
it's definitely a plus. Yeah. So you guys are on. We're proud to have you on. Real quick, I just want to, Alexander Rubien from New Jersey Second Amendment Society, wanted to thank everybody. The Recall Sweeney effort is moving along full steam ahead. Just remember, it's alex@recallsweeney.com and recallsweeney.com. If anybody wants to donate, volunteer their time. There's 4.5 months left. And
it's time to do something.
Yeah,
the time to do nothing
along.
Is done.
Now, we have the SOAR group in here because they're big friends of Gun for Hire and vice versa. Plus, Sherry's running the Spartan race with me September 13th. Nervous?
Very.
Me too. I'm very nervous. 8 to 10 miles through obstacles, and if you can't do it, you have to do 30 or 50 burpees or something. You have to throw spears, go through fire, crawl through mud. I'm having a helicopter. I'm borrowing Trump's helicopter, and I'm
you
taking
should.
It through the course.
That's about the only way I do it.
I believe so. So whoever got locked out of it this year, too bad. Whoever's in it, you will be getting an email soon. We will be having a little meeting or a conference, and then we'll be meeting earlier at our private tent up in
Are we the largest
Vernon
group?
We are the largest group ever
yes.
in the state of New Jersey.
Wow.
We have 108 people registered, so it's pretty cool. And again, I'm feeding everybody at the end at Minerals Resort, a full catered affair, and I'm also donating. What did I pledge? $10 a person, I think, right? $10.
Right.
I pledged $10 a person. You're welcome to the SOAR group. So it's about $1,100. And Paul Ramage and a few other people pledged $1 a person. So it's going to be a
Very
great
nice.
Thing. Plus, I bought 2 shirts for every attendee. It's going to be really cool. So now, ladies, we have you on. We just did a gun cleaning class the other night. But Sherry, I want you and Melissa to lead and talk. Because I need a break. Go ahead. How was that?
We did have an amazing gun cleaning.
It was a seamless segue, is what that was.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
He's so smooth.
Yes, he is.
I want to start off really by thanking Charlie, Rob, and Kevin for the gun cleaning event. We had about 14 women that came this time. This is our second event that we had here. And it was just, it's just fantastic. I mean, also just to see 14 women come out to socialize,
Definitely.
Clean their guns, mm-hmm. just like I said in our Facebook group, it just brought a smile to my face just to see all those women there.
And the age group, I think, went from 20 to 80 or something in between there.
Nine.
Am I correct? From 9 to about 80.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
okay.
From age 9, right on.
Yes. Right on up. I don't know how old the oldest attendee was, and I'm not guessing, but let's say 9 to 80. It was a great attendance. It was a packed house, so that's
nice.
Great. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you. And thank you for doing this for us.
You're very welcome. Stop thanking me.
Okay.
Let's just all keep perpetuating safe firearms handling and the Second Amendment is all I want to do. So
I've been talking a lot about SAW Group and the SAW members when I come on, but since we have Melissa with us here and you've been involved with the group for a while, maybe
I think it's awesome. I love the SAW Group.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
The first, when I got involved with the SAW group, was when you were doing the photo shoot for Women in Shooting, and I asked if I could bring my daughter, and we came up. We actually got not only to get photographed together, but also she took her first shots that day, and that was really neat. And it's just a great opportunity to come up with like-minded people and have an opportunity to learn, discuss, kind of talk about how you introduce different firearms into your home with your kids, stuff like that. It was really neat.
And you went hunting this year for the first time.
I did go hunting this year for the first time because,
Oh, go ahead.
I did. So,
Okay. Send the hate mail to him.
I'm not a hunter.
I'm not a hunter either.
I hunt in the butcher.
You spoke so nicely about it at the Garden State Shooting Center.
What's so cool about it is I am modest about it because it is something that is some people frown upon it, some people don't. Me, my thing was I love getting out of nature. I don't stop. I'm always going. Whether it's my events, kids' events, whatever I'm doing, I'm always go, go, go. So taking the time to sit and be at peace in nature is a very cool opportunity, and that's one of the things about hunting. But I didn't know if I could actually pull the trigger. So I had hooked up with a couple people through SAW that offered to take us to Guybersons to do a pheasant hunt. You know, they call them the canned hunt, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to learn a lot about how to actually know whether the pheasants are there, learn about how the dog is acting, everything along those lines. And we had a great time.
And you're an avid trap shooter also.
I am an avid trap shooter. And I love it, and so is my daughter. My son, once he can actually safely shoulder and maintain the shotgun, he'll be willing to learn. But right now, he sticks with the smaller firearms.
How old is your son?
My son's 11.
Okay, yeah, it's a little difficult to fit a gun, especially for trap shooting.
Definitely.
You know, especially if it's a break open, it's going to be a little long and heavy. But you'll get him there. You'll get him there.
Yeah, and I think he's a little intimidated by it, but he wants to do it. She, on the other hand, you know, she uses my 12-gauge, actually. You had started to ask what I shoot. It's a Stevens 512 Goldwing.
Oh, very
nice.
It's
an over-under shotgun customized by my shooting partner to actually have a repositioner and everything. So it's very easy for me to shoulder it, and it's nice enough that she can actually shoulder it, and it's almost perfect for her, too. She does decently. I am
same length of pull and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And my dream shotgun was a Winchester 101. It's a field gun, not typically a trap gun. And I finally was able to find one and get one. And 2 days later, had back surgery, hurt my back and was offline for a while.
Oh, no.
So I finally got a chance to shoot that. I love it. It's like, it feels like home. You know, you shoulder it just right, and it feels wonderful. So she'll be getting my shotgun when the Winchester is all set.
Beautiful. I had an Andrew Proctor harass me this morning, wanted to know if the show was live or something while I was at the gym. And he told me he has to wait until Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning. I just want to let you know that.
Yes, it's live, but not
for you, Andrew. Too bad.
He is my shooting partner. He is the one. He actually customized my shotgun completely.
Wow.
You know, he took care of sawing down, which gives me agita just thinking about it.
But I know.
Sawing down the stock, that freaks you out. Repositioner, and then you know he's like, okay, now you have to aim it at me because you have to line it up just
now.
Right.
Sherry, you have a son in the studio that every time I see him, he has a Gun for Hire shirt on.
He absolutely does. He has a drawer full of Gun for Hire shirts.
Say hello, Ari. Say it loud. Say hi. No,
he's not. He's shaking his head.
You're not on TV. It's only radio. But he has a Gun for Hire shirt. Every time I see him, he has a Gun for Hire shirt.
He
wears it everywhere. We wore it to the pediatric dentist.
I love it.
It's great.
We're a gun family, and we'll wear them wherever we go.
I'm showing him my Gun for Hire tattoo.
Tattoos for him.
We'll see you. We'll talk to you.
You have to wait till you're 11 to get the tattoo.
So Sherry, marketing plan.
I just want to talk about kids and guns a little bit. Before we got on the air, we were talking about our tour of the Keystone Sporting Arms rifle factory. It was a great tour that we went on with a couple of SAW families. They're in Milton, PA, and they build mostly rifles. Basically rifles for children.
Just for kids.
Yes. Cricket rifles, chipmunk rifles, all 22s. They were just amazing there. I want to thank Steve and Nate who took us on our tour. Nice family place. They were so good with the kids. We saw every part of the process as we went through the factory. And at one point at the end, I was talking with them and they said they actually get hate mail. They get hate mail for
teaching. We were talking about that off the air.
For building rifles for children.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to come on and say, if you appreciate what they do, send them a letter.
Do you have their address?
I do.
Or an email?
I have their address. It's 155 SODOM, Sodom Road, Milton, PA, 17847. You can also go on their website, and it's there.
Sodom, like the sister city of Gomorrah?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, they're way out there in PA, and they're just such good people, and they've just been doing this for so long that it's just sad to hear that they're getting actually hate mail for what they do.
It's so typical, right? There are a lot of people who have nothing to do and who will badmouth things that we used to consider them normal here, like we were talking about before, right?
I would like to say what I want to say, but there's kids in the studio right now.
I know. I was choosing my words very carefully. And I think it is very normal for people outside of the two coasts to just partake in. I know many of relatives that I have and many of my wife's relatives are from Texas and whatever. And this is just a normal growing up thing. I mean, you're 9 years old. Yeah, you get your first gun was a really kind of cool thing.
Right. There's a lot of benefits for kids for shooting. There's responsibility. There's safety. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of lessons that can be learned through it. Discipline.
I tell you something. The parents that write the hate mail are the same ones that let their kids sit unattended in front of the television and play violent video games, Call
Grand
of Duty,
Theft
for 12 hours a day.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Those are the same parents that let them go to a movie that's for 18 or 21 above when they're 11.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's those parents. Go ahead, Sherry. Otherwise, I'll keep interrupting you.
Go ahead.
Respect is one of the biggest things for me. I know there was an incident. I think there was a firearm that had been found close to where we live. And she says to me, well, what happens if I find a gun? And I said, well, what do you think you should do? And we had this whole conversation. And the fact that I can even engage in that conversation with her.
Right.
And at the time, she was only 12.
Right.
But she's like, well, I want to pick it up and bring it home. And I was, first of all, absolutely not. And her response was, well, what if somebody less responsible comes along? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, she makes a good point, 12 years old. But, you know, the rule, of course, is no.
Yes, of course. Right. And especially being New Jersey, picking it up and bringing it home would probably... let's get to visit Evan Knappen at this point.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, we're coming right back. It's a warning. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Family Chiropractic, please check him out. If not, refer friends and family, check out his Facebook page, or check out his website, Waldorf Family Chiropractic, WaldorfChiro.com. Dr. Eric has published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Ladies, before you get into anything else, how can people find the SAW group?
They can find us online. It's www.sawshootingclub.com. We're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook private group, and we have a public page, which can be accessed through the website. That's sawshootingclub.com.
Nice. Go ahead, talk to us, Sherry and Melissa, please. Don't let Sandy step all over your conversations.
Well, I'll just talk about some of our upcoming events, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
We have our monthly meetups. Our next one here is on September 21st. There was some talk in our Facebook group about everybody coming in their tiaras for that event.
I have a picture of me in a tiara.
Glittery tiaras. And I'm pretty sure there's a special one for Anthony.
I have a
picture of me and one in Disney.
He would look good in it.
I have a picture of me with one.
You do.
Everybody knows I'm not a pink person, but I do like shiny things. So I may be wearing my tiara on the 21st. And then we have one every month here. It'll be on our website. We have one October 19th and one November 16th. So come on out. We get a really varied range of people coming to every meetup, including our regulars. So
that's excellent.
I'm looking at a picture of him wearing a tiara.
Am I wearing a tiara in that picture?
You are.
Okay.
Should I be worried here?
We're going to have to Photoshop you into our photo from that night.
Yes, that would be frightening. And it burned itself into the back of my subcortex. So go
Anyway.
We have our monthly Buying a Gun in New Jersey event here also. That's just it's usually on Wednesday night. The next one is September 9th. People can show up and find out more about the process of getting a gun in New Jersey, how to take classes.
That should take all night, right?
Yes.
Pretty much.
We're not lawyers, but we just try to provide information. And so that's every month. We have that here. We also have a kids event coming up on October 11th at the Garden State Shooting Center.
That's more, where's Garden State Shooting Center?
That's in Lakewood.
In Lakewood, okay. New Jersey.
I was down there at couple weeks ago. Beautiful range, doing really well. We're going to have a kids event there. Melissa's going to come and...
I am. I'm very excited about that, actually.
Are you guys going to do anything down around Melissa's way, down in South Jersey?
I'd like to.
I would love it. There's not a whole lot of... Around me, specifically, there's not a lot of ranges. There's Garden State, which is about an hour away.
You could probably meet right outside Sweeney's house, but you'd have to go to the other side of the state.
What town do you live in, Melissa?
I live in Cinnaminson.
Okay. Cinnaminson.
Well, that's kind of near him.
Is he in Maple Shade or something?
Oh, yeah,
Deptford.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's a little further away.
Hagues would be closer to him, I would think.
Yeah, that's probably the Hagues. There. And then there's Bob's.
Well, there was a whole big snafu there, so.
Anyway, right. So continue talking, Sherry, because you never get in everything you want to say. Do it up.
So we're going to be having a kids event there. It's going to be in the early afternoon. More information is going to be coming on that event. It's going to be similar to the one that we did here, I believe, in February or March. And we hope to do another one here.
All 22, right?
It's going to be an all 22 event.
Yep, all 22.
Yes. Guys, all 22, beginners, 8 and up.
8 and up. Guys that are listening, let your female friends and kids know about this. Bring them here that night. You can hang out while they're in the class. Ladies, if you're listening, come on down. Break the ice. Have a good time. Go ahead, Sherry. I just wanted to get that in.
It's a great opportunity, too, for the kids to be able, if they're nervous, to be around the sound, to even just be exposed, you know, to be in a range, to be an active area.
Yes.
Right. Just
it's a great
to be exposed.
Opportunity.
Exactly.
Even
right.
If
to
they
be exposed.
Never even touch a firearm, to be there, to feel what the ear protection feels like, to feel what the eyewear feels like, and to be exposed to the element, it's such a great opportunity. And something you really, frankly, before the last one you guys had up here, you just don't hear about.
Correct. And you don't, ranges that and are you doing don't that on have a chance to do that any other way. And sometimes to be slowly exposed to that is a lot better than just being thrown into it, where now you're frightened and you're a little more standoffish. Right. And
there's other kids around you, and a lot of the families have become friendly through these events. So it's nice to become friendly with other families that have the same opinions and ideals and things.
And the same values.
It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
The nice thing also is, you know, the event becomes a controlled environment, so the kids are going to see the right habits, see the right protocol, and see, you know, children learn visually as much as they learn hands-on and everything like that, so they see here the proper way to handle it, and they're with a controlled environment of trainers, and it's just a great way to go.
What else you got, Cher?
I have a few shout-outs and thank yous.
How can people find the SAW group again?
It's SAWShootingClub.com.
SAWShootingClub.com. If you call the Gunfire Woodland Park Range, they're going to tell you to go to SAWShootingClub.com. Right. We'll get about 20 next week.
I guess
that's okay.
One or two people have called the Gunfire
at least.
Range.
But that's all right. We still pass it on, but that's all right. Go ahead. Give the shout-outs. Shout-outs!
Okay, these are my shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to our SAW member, Bernadette. I don't know if you've met Bernadette.
Bernadette H.
She keeps me on my toes, Bernadette. She doesn't let me slack off. She's a one that always asks the questions. You know, everybody has questions. No one wants to ask them.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Bernadette asks them. So I just want to give a shout-out. She comes to a lot of our events here.
She was formal at the last event. She had one of those tuxedo T-shirts on.
Cool.
She was. I want to give a shout-out to Dot. I don't know if her mother allows her to listen to Gun for Hire Radio. She's our 9-year-old junior SAW member who comes to just about every meetup. She cleaned her SR-22 or her mom's SR-22 at the gun cleaning event.
Wow,
and she's
nice.
She's just awesome with the SR-22. And she's our little buddy at the event. So if anyone's
Ari
out there...
can't clean his because he's banned from the SAW group, right?
Yeah, because he's a man.
Because he's
no,
a man.
No, I'm just kidding. You can bring your kids, really. Kids do come to the events, teens and
it's just
younger ones.
Anthony and I are banned, so...
I lurk around. I
you
come do, in.
Well, you
I
lurk
cause
around
havoc.
A lot of
I was
going to
say, that may be for different
because,
reasons.
Seriously.
No, it's because, Ethel harasses me. I'm scared of her.
You have a number of restraining orders from places you are lurk
Ethel,
around.
Ethel harasses me.
And I have to get this on here, too. I want to thank your RSOs. I don't know if you've been on the Facebook group lately, but people in the group, women in the group, are now calling them our RSOs.
Good.
Okay. You know,
that's the
we
goal.
We really appreciate them, especially I'm going to call Anthony and Johnny, I believe it
Thank
is.
Thank you very much.
Who've done a lot of our events. They're just so helpful with everything that we ask them for, just from teaching people to shoot to helping people with rental guns. They take pictures for it. I mean, they're just the sweetest guys, and we really appreciate them and all
you're
the rest
very,
of your
you're
staff.
You're very welcome. Thank you. That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. So, go ahead, keep going, keep
going.
I
have one more thing I want to do, and I'm not challenging you. I'm just, it's really heavy in my pocket, so I have to take out my challenge coin. And, no, I'm not to challenge you.
That's all right.
I want to talk about that if we have a minute.
When we come back.
Yes,
yes, that's fine, that's fine.
I want to see what this is, because you got a challenge coin and everything.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. We all know Ron Sousa is a great supporter of Saw Group. We'll have the Christmas party there again probably this year,
I
right,
so.
Sherry?
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, we're having a Christmas party there, right, Ron?
Absolutely.
Right, Ron? Not Sherry. Right, Ron?
Poor Ron.
Right,
dude.
Listen,
this is what,
Montville
poor guy.
Office, Montville Executive Suites, he has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people, including the Saw Group
Christmas
party.
Yes.
It's MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites. Ron jumped in as one of the sponsors for Fundraiser Wrestling for Officer Firefighter Benet and Bill Fearon. Let me tell you what happened. Fundraiser Wrestling's been doing this for about 10 years now.
Right.
We got a notice yesterday.
They blew through the venue.
They blew through the venue. The venue could hold 400 people. We can't fit. We're going to be at the Lodi Little League Stadium.
Nice.
Instead, because we have hundreds and hundreds of people coming and supporting it. New record. So I want to thank everybody.
Yes.
FundraiserWrestling.com for Bill Fearon. It's going to be August 29th. I'm probably going to get in the ring donning some Nacho Libre mask and cape. I don't care. I'm doing it. Okay?
Maybe I'll have my
tiara on. That's all right. I won't hurt myself. So go ahead, Sherry. You had a challenge for me.
Whoa.
You didn't spill anything.
I took out my challenge coin. Okay. Because as Saw's over a year old now, and as the months go by, we get new people coming in all the time. And a lot of people will ask me, like, how did I get involved in shooting? And I've been thinking, especially at the gun cleaning event, I got some questions about that the other night. I was thinking about my early days when I became involved in shooting with you guys down here. And I remember you in Belleville, and I remember when you started to give out the challenge coins. And I remember saying to myself that I wanted one. And I still was recalling, a little nostalgia, I was recalling going into your office in Belleville and asking you for one.
Yep.
And you did ask me, you know, why did I think I deserved it? And I said at the time, you know, why did I think I was worthy? I had taken a lot of your training classes, probably as many as I was able to take that you had on the schedule at the time. And I was probably one of the only, if the only woman that had taken that
Correct.
Many back then.
And about 100 pounds lighter than the average student.
Right.
I might add. Go ahead.
And I said, that's why I thought that I was worthy of the challenge coin. And you agreed. You gave it to me. You asked me what number I wanted. And I put a lot of thought into the number that I picked. And I was just thinking that back then I didn't even, now all these years later, and with Saw and with all the people coming into Saw and all that I've learned over the years, I thought I was worthy back then. Now I know what it really means to be worthy, and I wanted
you were worthy.
And
though.
I wanted to thank you, and I wanted to tell you now, just in case I die in the Spartan race, because I wanted to make sure.
Me too.
I'm a little worried about those ones where you're up high and the fire's under you and
Me
all that.
Too.
But
we have nurses and stuff, and that's
seriously,
much appreciated.
But seriously, I wanted to tell you, and I if I can just say, I picked number 102.
Yep.
And 102, if you're Jewish, you know anything about Hebrew, Hebrew letters have numerical values. And the word emunah, which means faith, is the value of 102, which is why my coin is 102. And at the time, I think I told you that with all the training that I had done, training is quite important. A lot of things happen in life, and you have to be able to fall back on faith, whether
Absolutely.
It's religious or whether it's yourself. Believing in yourself. That's why I picked that number, and I wanted to thank you for that
You're
and
welcome.
All the support over the years.
You're welcome. And for all you wannabe challenge coin holders out there, the only way to get one is to earn one. Asking me for one is not going to get one. You have to have actually earned it. And I'm not going to tell you what you have to do to earn it. And it's not like you have to take 100 classes. There's other things that you have to do mm-hmm. to earn it. You have to prove yourself to me, and Sherry did that. And yes, I remember when Sherry took a class, my old office / classroom, she sat in the back table. I still remember, am I right?
That was first step pistol,
back table,
probably.
First step pistol. It was a large group. We had a busy class going on that day. And since then, we haven't been able to get rid of her. Okay?
Yeah.
In a good way. In a good way. Yeah. And it's worked out really well. We love having you guys here, too. You know, and look at the family we've built up. Look at all the women that were here from 9 years old to 80 the other day. And
right.
think about all the safety you've taught, and you and Sandy with the self-defense stuff, and getting to go to tours to Keystone and watch rifles being built. I mean, and who knows what's going
to
happen next.
Learning
Maybe we'll get Henry Rifle on board at the SAFE conference October. I'll talk to his people about getting a tour going there for the Saw Group. So if you're not a member of the Saw Group, or if your wife's significant other or daughter's not a member, you won't be able to go.
Right.
There are benefits of being a member. It's only $25 a year. For example, the gun cleaning classes that you do, which was a two-hour class that we do a couple times a year, is free if you're a member.
Free.
And And we get some of your best instructors. We had Rob and Charlie, because I've known them for a long time, and Kevin.
Yep.
And their expertise that you just get to pick their brains is invaluable, really.
Sure,
and
because been you got them one-on-one.
And they're really great. They respond after the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, after the class is over, people
That's
can still
want.
Come back here and feel comfortable. And even from when I think back to that first step pistol that I took with you, and you were the one corresponding with me back then
yep.
via email, you know, with Gun for Hire, I was like, who's these Gun for Hire people? And they're in Belleville.
We get that a lot.
You made me feel really comfortable.
Yes.
And I think still today, people get that feeling here, too. So
that's
definitely.
Our goal.
And you're all of your people even exude that as employees.
They better.
It's awesome.
They better. It starts from the top now.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm a firm believer in that. I want everybody treated like as if. A perfect example was one of our employees was in the canteen two Saturdays ago, and there was an older couple sitting across from him, and they were talking to him, and he said he loves this place. Anthony's great, this thing, that thing, the other thing. 10 minutes he's talking about how much he loves his job here, right? So then he says to the elderly couple, he goes, are you guys here to shoot? No, we're here to see our son. Oh, who's your son? Anthony.
Nice.
Okay, so, I mean, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want. I want my employees to come here in an upbeat fashion all day. This is a stressful job we have.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have to represent something, and we're constantly breaking stereotypes. And I want you here with your daughter, right? Your yep. significant other didn't say, come on, you're not going up there. They know us already. Your boyfriend knows you're safer here than in a mall.
Absolutely.
Okay? And that's what I want. That's the type of business we build. Sherry, what else do you have to add? I'm honored that you brought your coin out, 102, by the way. The gun rabbi has a significant number one, too. I'm trying to think of what it is. I'll look it up later. Hebrew significant number one as well. But tell us a little bit more how they can find us all, group, because everybody forgets, because they're going to call here.
We're online at sawshootingclub.com. On the homepage there is links to our Facebook page. We have a private Facebook group. Apply to be a member there, and we'll let you in. And there's a lot of discussion that goes on in that group amongst the members. And actually, there's people from really around the country in there, so you can be in touch with female shooters from all over.
Right, you don't have
over.
To be directly from New Jersey.
Yeah,
right. You guys are looking to branch out, too, across the country.
Absolutely. We have some plans. Patience is
a virtue.
Is a virtue, yes. But there are
Very
plans where
yeah.
We're
You have to have patience to work
happy.
In the studio, too. You know that. This is a problem here.
Even the other day with my girlfriend in Florida, I had to send you guys a message, and I was like, if you could please approve her. She's got tons of questions, but she wants to ask them in
and
private.
And I was telling you I actually know people in Florida,
yep.
So hopefully we can
hook her up
with somebody
that
down
would be
there.
Great.
And the group has really been great for that online. And we have the public page to keep up with our events and other things that are happening via the Facebook page.
That's what you want to do. You want to get involved. Just
and
come
also,
in for an event. Peek your head in for an event.
I want to also say that you can always email me.
Yeah, it's not like a major commitment
SAW
that you have to, you know.
shootingclub.com or message me on Facebook personally if we're friends or through the public page. I always answer the questions. And if I don't have the answers to the questions, I find them. Thank God I have a lot of network of people that can help get the answers to things. So it's within a day, I'll get back to you.
So that's what we want to hear. So Melissa, tell us what else do you? So you shoot trap? Do you shoot handguns too?
I do. I have three pistols actually, four altogether in the house. But
three
of them are
my favorite pistols.
My favorite is the Sig P-2022. It's 9mm.
Nice.
Yeah, very
now
nice.
I used that for the IDPA event actually that we did out in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're running and gunning, huh?
Oh my gosh, so much
we
fun.
We have to do that again.
Does it change the whole dynamic when there's somebody behind you with a timer? Isn't it weird?
Absolutely. And not only that, but you have to think in a tactical and a strategic kind of mm-hmm. mentality in that environment, in that sport.
You have to plan something out before you even do it.
Before they even say go and you hear beep, you have to make sure that you know exactly what your plan is. Because it's you know, they're teaching you all kinds of different mentalities, one of which is this is how you have to protect yourself if you're ever in that kind of situation.
Right.
So they teach you a tactical mentality. And my SIG is what I used for that. I got the holster and I had, you know, went to Lawman down in Pennsauken and actually to get my clothes and my holster and all that stuff. What a great day. First of all, I love that event. But that particular pistol is my favorite by far.
And Sandy, who can't be here with us today because she's not feeling well, she helps teach some of those IDPA classes, and hopefully she'll be able to.
I can't think of what her rank is, but I know she's moved up quite a bit.
She has, and she's.
She's been competing for quite a while, hasn't she?
Yeah, I'm not years, so.
Yeah.
But she does very well.
She's our resident IDPA person with the knowledge, and she's going to help us, guru, and she's going to help us set up another. When we have women that are interested, we could do it again.
That's great. Now, we've had Sherry and Sandy on and heard their perspective. So you're down from South Jersey.
Yes.
How do other moms respond when they find out you're a gun-toting, pistol-packing mama?
It's funny. Before I joined SAW, true story, before I joined SAW, my mentality and approach was to be much more quiet about my firearm ownership.
Typical
my
Jersey, kids, yeah.
Yep, my kids specifically, even now, to be honest, are not allowed to talk about firearms unless I am with them or if they're with people that we definitively know are like-minded.
For good reason in New Jersey.
Exactly, yeah. And their safety is paramount across the board for everything. So after joining SAW and really getting involved in it, I have started to be more proactive in my communication. I'm not embarrassed to be a shooter. I'm not embarrassed to own firearms. I love my sport. I love my hobby. And I'm surprised more and more and more every day how many more soccer moms, softball moms are like, I want to have time to go shoot. I want to do this. Can you teach me? I've actually had the opportunity since joining SAW to teach three of my girlfriends and have one more waiting.
That's what we want to hear.
It's awesome.
All right, how do we find out about SAW?
SAWshootingclub.com.
You hear
or
that?
Facebook.
Each one, reach one, it works.
We have another special guest coming soon. Bye.
Soon? Bye.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philadelphia Firearms Training, PhilLlyGunTraining.com in Spring Garden.
On Spring Garden Street.
Pennsylvania.
It's not Pennsylvania, it's Philadelphia.
I thought it was Pennsylvania.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Be nice. I get the friggin' hate mail.
Please support those who support us. Jose is right across the police department that issues the permits
gun
and licenses.
Permits, yes. Right.
He's a great man. And let me tell you something. You really, really want to stop by and check out his place. It's newly decorated, expanded, and everything. So he's the man.
Get to it before it starts to smell like pork.
Oh, chicharrones. All right, let's talk a little bit. We have John Willett in the house.
Welcome, John.
John Willett.
Thank you.
John Willett is a Second Amendment advocate, a Marine, a husband.
You're always a
resident of New Jersey. 2 years ago, he froze his ass off with us in the rain and the freezing ice in Trenton.
Yes, he did.
And he spoke fighting for our rights.
God.
And that's when we met personally. And now John has his own radio show podcast called
The Bear Arms Show.
The Bear Arms Show. Make sure you get it right on the write-up, Sandy.
Bear Arms
John,
Show.
John had an idea about 6, 7, 8 months ago. He ran an idea past me. And my first response in my head was, damn, why didn't I think of that? And then my second response was, I am behind you 1,000%. Let's get this done. John, tell everybody.
All right. It's the New Jersey Second Amendment and Firearms Education Conference. So njsafecon.net is where you can find all the information that you want to know about it. And we are doing an all-day event down at Cumberland County College in Vineland, New Jersey. It's going to be populated by excellent Second Amendment speakers and supporters and panel discussions with victims of New Jersey gun law, and we're going to talk about how to build a community.
Wow, if we had all the victims of New Jersey gun law, it could have to be a week out long.
He has
we're
most
gonna
of them.
Some. Yeah. We're going to have some.
And Christie's not going to be there?
No, we do not have a Governor Chris Christie.
And what happened? We invited him, right?
Oh, wow.
The
pro-gun governor is not going to come?
I thought it would be a great opportunity for him to maybe address some of the changes he was making recently with the gun laws by executive order, you know, and explain that maybe a little bit. But, you know, he's running for president.
Yes,
so.
He is. He's running. Yeah. He's running.
And so he's not going to be there. So John's idea was, and I say a little bit like the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, they have a gun rights policy conference every year in a different state. So this is like a New Jersey-only gun rights policy conference, civil rights conference. And the people that are attending, ANJRPC, Dan Schmutter, Evan Knappen, Scott Bach, who else? Stefan Josie, Shanine Allen. Right.
Yeah, you're nailing them.
Did I get them all? Okay.
No, we're also going to have Rich Nicoletti from RTSP is going to be there. We got sponsors.
The Bullet Hole.
The Bullet Hole's our newest sponsor. Gun for Hire.
Saw Group is going to be in my booth with me. We'll be talking about that later because they don't have enough staff right now, volunteers. This is going to be from what, 10 till?
The exhibits are going to be available from 10 to 6 p.m.
Okay. We're going to have speakers down there. Schmutter's going to be there, Knappen, Bach. I mean, this is going to be the event. And how much are tickets right now?
Right now, they are $14.50.
$14.50.
For an entire day out. And to get some learning in you.
And the Gun for Hire radio show is going to be broadcasting there together with the Bare Arms radio show.
Yeah, we're going to do like a monster show. Yeah.
Yes.
The Monster Cast.
And we're going to be grabbing people off the floor to talk to, and we're going to be grabbing some of the guest speakers to talk to. We're going to I'll be alerting the media and the press to get people down there. RTSP is doing some demos. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be freebies. Mm-hmm. There's going to be shirts and hats for sale. This is going to be the inaugural event, and John's plans were to move it North Jersey next year, Central Jersey the year after.
Well, there's one thing I do want to address with that.
Talk to me.
I don't want to give people the impression that there's a guarantee that this is going to happen again.
Okay, correct, unless it's successful.
Right. If it doesn't meet our goals, obviously it won't happen again.
Correct. So we need it to meet our goals.
And the goals aren't just about attendance. The goals are about, do we achieve our objective? So,
which is to get...
There's a couple of different things we want to do.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Activism.
We're operating on about three different levels with this thing. The first level is we want to promote firearm safety education.
Correct.
By conducting it and by encouraging it. The second goal is to engage active supporters of the Second Amendment with the content that they want to hear. I know a lot of people care about right to carry. They care about what's happening with the firearm laws in New Jersey, and they need more in-depth information.
Yeah.
And the third level is we need to communicate a message to the media as a community and not just individual organizations. So that's a third level I want to operate on.
42 days away. It's in Cumberland County.
College.
Where do you see this place? I took a drive down and met John and Josh down there. And let me tell you something. What a beautiful area we're going to have. We're going to take over the whole area.
I think it's one of the most beautiful parts of the state.
Yes. Well, I'm talking about the school itself, Cumberland College.
It's great
beautiful.
Campus,
then the event room is beautiful, and they've been more than gracious to us. But we need 500,000 people to show up. I mean, where are you going to go and get this kind of cast to see and show your support? And John's, you know what John's making off of this? Nothing.
Right.
This is the zero profitability thing.
like everything we do.
Correct. Yeah. This is just to bring awareness to the state. We can get the media there. We can get some local press to show and some state press to show that we're having the first civil rights conference. Okay.
Right.
He's invited other people. He's waiting for answers back for some other people. But I've been saying it all along. If you're listening to this show and you live in New Jersey, and if your local gun store or sporting goods store has not
or the Philadelphia
responded
area. Or
yet,
the Delaware.
Yeah, we really want to keep it Jersey, though, to be honest with you. But
all right,
listen
you're
to
not
this, ladies
to come.
And gentlemen.
If you're from Philly, you're going to have to
John
check
would
your
not
gun at
be
the door.
Averse. If you owned a roofing company that was 2A friendly, you can get a booth for a couple of $100.
Right.
Okay. If you have any type of business product services, IT, computer, website, and you're 2A friendly and you want to have a spot, John, is there a spot available for them?
There, we have exhibit space available, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's not just about gun ranges, but everybody listening, after this show, John and I are going to my office. We're going to call about 30 people who haven't responded yet to attend, and I'm going to embarrass them into attending. Okay, and I shouldn't have to do that because people are reading the emails and thinking, what do I care about this? You have to care about this. Again, unity and activism is key.
Even the time to respond is now. The time to continue to do nothing is over. We have to do something now.
You talked to the NRA about attending?
Absolutely. I just talked to Chris today. We've sent different parts of the NRA emails because we have ideas for how they can participate.
Is Larry Braco going to be down there?
Larry will be down there representing ANJRPC and NRA memberships.
Excellent.
Also, the Friends of the NRA are looking, because there's really no political stuff, but they wanted to have a booth pitching all the dinners in the state.
Oh, sure.
All the FNRA. And did you get approval from them yet, or did they say okay?
We haven't gotten them registered yet.
No. All right, the NRA need, you know, because they can't be anywhere where there's political stuff. NFNRA is non-political. That's how it maintains its tax-exempt status.
Right.
Because that was my idea. I also mentioned to Chris about maybe talking to somebody about Eddie Eagle coming down and setting up a booth. So we're getting everybody that's involved. ANJRPC is behind it. They're going to have a booth. Scott Bach is going to be speaking there. Again, Bach, Schmutter, and Knappen. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Done.
If that's not worth $14.50 to come down and show your support. And again, the ticket prices to cover what it costs to put the website, what it costs to rent the place, what it costs to clean the place up. I mean, that's what it's going to
be. We're producing, I think, what's going to be a really nice printed program. That you're going to have a bunch of information in there already, which is it's going to have information about all the presentations. There's going to be some individual articles in there that aren't related to a presentation, as well as an opportunity for you to be able to take some notes while you're there.
Great.
Right there, all in that one spot in the printed program. So we're going to be covering that cost, too.
I mean, you really can't go wrong. And again, we get a whole meet and greet thing there. Both of our radio shows are going to be broadcast that day.
And the opportunity just to meet and hang out with people of like mind, where you can discuss issues that are important to you that you can't necessarily discuss in New Jersey.
Correct.
Anywhere else.
Is Tony Simon coming from Simon Says Train?
Tony Simon's going to be there.
Reynolds?
Aries Daniela, absolutely.
Aries Daniela, okay. When we come back, we're coming back.
Yep. When we come back, we're coming back.
He agreed. Yep.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Waits for no man.
We're back. Seriously, you're always pushing up on me,
you know,
man.
You know, it is what it is.
Remember, dude. Fundraising wrestling exceeded capacities. I just want to read a few letters before we get back into this New Jersey SafeCon. By the way, here's a real funny one. Uh-oh, I can't find it. Oh, no.
Oh, well,
hi, guys. It's been a while since I've written in, but I was inspired today. Normally, I pride myself on being the guy in the crowd who flummoxes others with my use of antiquated... malpropisms, and mixed metaphors.
Malapropisms.
However, after listening to last week's show, I must congratulate you, Anthony. You've taken double entendres to a new level with your putting cork in the hole in the dike analogy of our legal system.
I thought he was going to say something about the orphanage comment that you made like 3 weeks in a row.
And I'm like, I did an oral double take just to make sure I heard you right. Oh, and yes, just to keep the email on topic, let me just say Derringers. Looking forward to seeing you for more classes. Thanks for all you do. Eric Wood.
Thanks, now, Eric.
I come out of the restroom the other night and I bump into a guy in the hallway. And he's like, "Oh my, are you Anthony?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "I'm Todd. I'm a corporate pilot, corporate jets, and I flew into Teterboro." He goes, "I listen to the show every week and I wanted to see the place." I'll try to read the email real quick, then we'll get back to the SafeCon. "This week, I found myself traveling through the area on business. I've been a listener of Gun for Hire Radio for the last few years and want to take advantage of the opportunity to stop by the range. I am lucky to live in a free state of Georgia and have always admired the things you do to keep and preserve the 2A and gun rights and help the law-abiding citizens of New Jersey." He also contributed to Recall Sweeney. I finished my business for the day, entered the radio Gun for Hire address on my GPS and headed to your range. I was lucky enough to claim a spot out front of the building, and once I entered, I was immediately greeted by your friendly staff at the concierge desk. A few more steps down the hall, and I was greeted by the man himself. I was stepping out of the bathroom. I introduced myself, explained that I'm a fan of the show, in town on business, and wanted to stop by. Yes. I graciously gave him a tour of the facility, introduced him to Winston, the most famous Second Amendment canine on radio.
That's for sure.
And then introduced me to Johnny. I put Johnny at the counter. I have to say, after listening to a couple hundred radio broadcasts over the last few years, I have heard the Gun for Hire range commercial several times. After experiencing your range, I have concluded that the Gun for Hire commercial is not a commercial. It is the truth. The facility is clean and well-kept. The staff is courteous, professional, and safety-conscious. The range safety officers were attentive and obviously holding the firing line to high safety standards. The clientele was as diverse as the folks you would find at a local shopping mall.
Ain't that the truth, though?
There were people of different genders, races, nationalities, ages, and probably religions enjoying a late afternoon and having
one
fun,
right next to the other,
safely handling firearms under the watchful eye of your RSOs.
Yeah.
Who says we can't all get along?
Right.
I burned through a couple hundred rounds of ammo at your modern range, and when finished, the RSO assisted me with securing the firearm back into the range, hard case for return to the counter. I headed back to the counter where Rob finished up the business. Your staff is incredible. Even though I was an out-of-towner and visiting for the first time, you and your staff treated me like I've been your best customer since the day you opened the doors. I travel a lot for business and have the opportunity to enjoy time at several ranges across the country. Gun for Hire is top-notch. Observing the atmosphere at Gun for Hire from management to staff to clientele, it was obvious that Gun for Hire is not only an asset to the local community, but sets the standard for all firing ranges across the country. The level of customer service and commitment to safety at Gun for Hire should be the goal of all gun shops and firing ranges. See you next time in town. Todd from Atlanta. Thank you, Todd. I can't say anything better than that. And thank you to my staff and all our other loyal customers. So let's get back.
But what he said is true, though. I mean,
I'm crazy.
Right, John? You look at that firing line, and it is like the UN.
Noah's Ark.
It really is.
That's true. Absolutely. And the other thing I want to notice is I'm an import to New Jersey. The idea of having to shoot at an indoor range to me was very
frightening.
And when I came up here for the first time, I was absolutely astonished by how great your RSOs are, because I've never really had to deal with RSOs much. And I just, exactly what the email was saying, I found the same experience.
Thank you. So thank you again, Todd. So New Jersey SafeCon, what's the website, John?
NJSafeCon.net.
NJSAFECON.net. Facebook page?
NJSafeCon.
Twitter?
NJ_safe.
NJ_safe. This is October 3rd. It's a Saturday. And let me tell you something. I am so excited for this event. This is like having our own civil rights conference with the speakers. Again, Ainsley will be there. We're going to have a minority point of view.
Long time we've
Tony
been after
Simon.
This.
Yep,
Long
from
time.
Simon Says Train will be there, who's an alumni of Gun for Hire as well. Shanine Allen. I mean, the list of people just goes on and on, and it continues to grow. If you want to speak, if you've been downtrodden and had a problem, contact the SafeCon website. Send John an email.
info@njsafecon.net.
info@njsafecon.net. There you are. All right. Anybody, products or services, sponsors, you know, for a few $100 to get a booth, you literally might have 1,000 people stream through that are pro-gun that are going, damn, I was going to put gutters on my house. Right. I'd rather give my money to you than the guy who's anti-gun down the street.
Right.
So if anybody wants to, you know, and you'll be in a program, which everybody's going to take home, because not everybody is going to be from Cumberland County that's attending.
No, people are driving from everywhere.
All over the state.
Sure.
RTSP is probably the furthest range, all the way up north in Randolph.
Right.
And then there would be me, and then there would be the bullet hole. We're traveling down there.
Right.
Okay, why are we going 2 hours away to do an event? A, we want to show our support to John's great idea. B, we want to show our support to the community. And C, we want to advertise our business. Let's face it.
Right.
That's what it works. It's called capitalism where I come from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
which is still legal in the
United States. It's still legal. You know, I trademarked and it's tattooed on me. Capitalist Marksman.
I see that. And it does have a damn trademark symbol.
Capitalist Marksman with the trademark with the pyramid with the eye in it taken off the dollar bill. I have that trademarked. Capitalist Marksman, by the way. I own the domain as well. I was offered $10,000 this week for GunTreeClub.com.
I wouldn't have taken it.
Hell no. $10,000. Yeah. John, what else? What else? We're going to have refreshments there?
We're going to have a cart there selling refreshments.
And there's plenty of places to eat close by. The website gives recommendations for hotels that are close by, places to eat, because a lot of speakers are going to be coming down the night before, before they speak the next day.
And a lot of attendees, too, can come down. And there's plenty of places.
Imagine walking around with your program and getting autographs from all the downtrodden people like Shanine Allen and Stefan Josi, too. Right. I mean, it's kind of a nice thing, a nice little trophy to have. I just want to take a few Kodak moments with a few of the people
and
that
the
are
opportunity
attending.
To meet and greet the speakers also. I mean, these guys are really, really hard to get near and close to. They're very, very busy. You've got three of the top firearms and civil rights attorneys in the state of New Jersey, bar none.
Correct.
And they're all going to be there.
And you can ask them a question on the side. Right. And that would cost you $500 to $1,000.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? $1,450
exactly
for
right.
a ticket.
Yeah.
Get to walk the booths and the exhibitors, and then maybe get to ask Bach, Knappen, or Schmutter
a question. Right.
Okay?
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff bubbling that I can't talk about right now with the presidential run and Christie and two-way rights in New Jersey and everything. But some of it's going to be uncovered on October 3rd, and you really should be there. To support this event, I can't tell you this enough, John. What else do you have up your sleeve? Anything else? Again, we might pull you onto the radio show too while you're there. Go ahead, John.
Well, we're also going to be doing some training actually at the conference. So there, we're putting together a CLE class that's going to be taught by Evan Knappen.
Oh, great.
We also are going to have that basic firearm safety instruction.
RTSP is doing it.
No, that's going to be Beacon Brass.
Oh, Beacon Brass is doing it. Is that Gary Allison?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and
Gary
FSS
Allison.
Is going to be there too. Firearms Support
and Storage is going to be doing an educational segment. I believe they refer to it colloquially as gun sitting.
Okay. $14.50 for all of this info.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep. And RTSP is also going to be doing a situational awareness class. And my understanding if you attend the situation.
And this is all included?
This is all included. They're going to be doing it for anybody who wants to go to it. If you go to the situational awareness class, my understanding is they're going to be giving you a pepper spray.
Wow. Free pepper spray.
There
all right,
it
John,
is.
Give
That's
us
the price right there.
John, give us the information again.
All right. So it's njsafecon.net. If you need more information, you can email me info@njsafecon.net or our Twitter's nj_safe.
Saturday, October 3rd. You'll get to meet us and hang out with us and have a good time with us. All right? Don't miss it. So I have some classes coming up. Speaking of Knappen, October 16th, the great one comes back to do his gun law seminar. Friday, October 16th. August 22nd, Urban Pistol 1 at Cedar Grove. August 22nd, Range Safety Officer at Woodland Park Range. September 6th, Prepping 101 at Woodland Park Range. September 12th, Urban Pistol 2 at Cedar Grove, 9 a.m. October 11th, Ballistics 101. Again, we're going to have that class. And September 6th, Prepping 101. At the Woodland Park Range. I said that one already. Sorry about that. On behalf of myself and Saw Group and John, I want to say thank you to everybody, and I'm going to pass it over to Sandy now.
Well, we got some amazing special guests and some great learning coming up this new season, beginning in September. You can help support us by supporting the folks who write the checks each week to pay the bills around here. Dr. Eric Waldorf, waldorfchiropractic.com, Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com, our buddy Jose Morales at phillyguntraining.com, who specializes in CCW and the judicious use of deadly force, our friends at lipstickbodyguard.com, the flat-out most powerful defense spray available by law, made right here in the USA. Or you could simply treat yourself to a custom handmade Gun for Hire Radio I Will Not Comply t-shirt designed by the famous New York artist Matt Dentius and handmade right here behind 2A enemy lines by our good friends at Kick-Ass Custom Tees. They're available for men and women from sizes small all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. Get yours by going to gunforhire.com/store. Well, judging by the clock on the wall and the look of desperation on our good friend Winston's face, it looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please be safe. We love you guys. Go ahead, Winston. See you next week. From sea to the shining sea.